This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tomorrow, President Obama unveils tough new regulations to combat climate change, including unprecedented cuts on carbon pollution.
At the heart of his plan, coal-fired power plants.
If somebody wants to build a coal-fired plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would transition.
It
is a big statement.
That's
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
I see.
Here's the deal.
But that's a big statement.
Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy.
Basically, what he's saying is he is going to destroy
the oil industry. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context, but the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions.
I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
One of which is doing away with any subsidies for fossil fuels, number one. Number two, holding them liable for what they have done.
We will double offshore wind. We will end any subsidies for coal or any other fossil fuel.
If Biden got in, you'd be paying $7, $8, $9. Didn't they say, get rid of your car?
It is absolutely imperative and a life and death issue that we have got to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to sustainable energy.
If these far left politicians ever get into power, they will demolish not only your industry, but the entire U.S. economy.
On his first day in office, President Biden signed an executive order revoking the permit of the Keystone XL oil pipeline.
You may have noticed this week that your gas prices have gone up. I want to talk to you a little bit about why. A lot of it has to do with Vladimir Putin. But part of this is on the oil companies. Right now, there are 9,000 approved unused permits that oil and gas companies could tap into now to ramp up production.
Gas prices at a seven-year high in one California town, now topping $7 a gallon, and unfortunately there is no relief in sight.
They're sitting at a seven-year high and expected to continue to climb.
Gas prices are soaring with little end in sight.
Gas prices reach all-time highs under Joe Biden.
Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand.
Every time I fill up, it's close to like $89.
How do you feel about that?
It's making me broke.
Oh, my God.
If I'm not making a certain goal for the night, I don't have enough for gas tomorrow. And then I have to eat into my own general family budget to put gas in my car for this job.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's hard to make plans when you've got an administration that's trying to crush your future.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Perhaps if you let the market work in this respect, people will feel pain. They'll take a second look at that Ford F-450 gigantoid truck. They'll reconsider a Tesla. You'll see hybrid innovation.
We should ultimately learn our lesson here and become energy independent and choose to invest in clean domestic energy.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years.
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You talk about everybody having to drive an electric car.
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now.
are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement, because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are living under a corporate fascist world government takeover allied with communist China. We are living in the new world order. Joe Biden is set in 45 minutes or so to give a speech. We already have the executive orders. We already have the document released this morning. Total shutdown of all U.S. energy exports. Total shutdown of new oil drilling. This is absolute siege and war. Now, back on June 30th, 21 days ago, the Supreme Court ruled that the EPA can't just make law and ban power plants and shut down U.S. energy. And Biden's response is this authoritarian takeover. Someone who's been on this as much as myself or Mark Moreno, one of the top people exposing it. I'm going to get Mark Moreno on, by the way, very soon from Climate Depot, is Mike Adams of Natural News, who's also an engineer and scientist in his own right. He's got a bunch of big articles about it as well we're going to be laying out. But this is bone-chilling, and it ties in to the National Defense Authorization Act Amendment, H.R. 4350, for domestic military operations against, quote, right-wing extremists and no congressional oversight. This is all dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. And people have been living in this tyranny so long, they think, oh, well, it's not that bad. They're also announcing new imminent lockdowns. I have a whole stack on that. We'll cover bottom of the hour. But what you saw the last 3 years was just the training wheels. It was the beta test. It's all now about to go to the next level. So, Mike Adams, thank you for joining us. So much to cover here. I don't think we can overstate how insane, how authoritarian this is just by the executive actions. And if they implement these, the total collapse of society. And they're saying, don't worry, we're going to not let you travel because there won't be the energy. There won't be the electricity for the electric cars. There won't be the gas for the cars. There won't be energy for the factories that are already turning off. While Russia and Saudi Arabia get even richer. I mean, this is unbelievable. So, Mike Adams, thank you so much for joining us, naturalnews.com. Lay it on us.
Well, it is total economic sabotage against America. They're trying to thrust America into a Sri Lanka type of scenario with a complete collapse of energy, of fuel, of transportation, which means a food collapse. It means social unrest, massive uprising. And the thing is that these left-wing climate cultists who are putting all this in place, they seemingly don't have any understanding of the role of diesel fuel in society, for example. They don't understand that trains are operated on diesel. They're diesel electric hybrid trains. And without diesel fuel, you don't get trains delivering coal to the power plants to charge the electric cars. So they're out there telling everybody, go out and buy electric cars. But where are you going to get the power from if there's no diesel to deliver coal to the power plants? And there are other contradictions in this that are just maddening, Alex. It's, for example, Joe Biden complaining to gasoline retailers, complaining to the oil companies that you're not refining enough fuel and you need to refine more to bring prices down. And yet, in these executive orders that are about to be announced, they are going to halt all infrastructure investments in fossil fuel, which means no one can build refineries. There will be no private investment
allowed. And let's go further. It's worse than that. You're right. It says no investment by executive order will be allowed in fossil fuel energy. So it's like the feds say you can't sell cocaine. Well, they got to pass a law to do that. Now they're saying no investment is allowed in fossil fuels. I mean, this is worse than I even thought they would do.
It's, you know, it's really beyond sabotage. I have to call it eco-terrorism by the state. That's what this is. It's eco-terrorism. And these people are cultists. Even on a scientific basis, they're wrong from the get-go. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. Carbon dioxide is the single most important nutrient for growing crops, growing food, growing rainforest, and having flowers for pollinators such as honeybees. Look, if you are pro-environment, you have to be pro-carbon dioxide. Because CO2 is necessary for photosynthesis. Even NASA, their satellite photos show that the higher CO2 gets in the atmosphere, and it's barely above 400 parts per million, the higher it gets, the greener the Earth becomes. CO2 is a greening molecule, and yet it's under attack. And by the way, all of this that's about to happen, this ignores the recent Supreme Court ruling that you just mentioned. The Supreme Court says you can't just regulate out of existence the fossil fuel industry, but they're trying to do it by executive fiat. The question is, how will this get challenged, and what will be the damage in the meantime? And look, if this isn't changed, you're going to see gasoline at $10, $15, $20 a gallon sometime next year if we don't reverse course on this.
And what's incredible, you mentioned they've cut off thousands of small pipelines, hundreds of medium size, over 10 large ones, including Keystone. They say it's a transition, and then they say, oh, it's Putin's fault. I know the world's starving because of Putin, but they're the ones shutting off the fuel, not just to us, but to the world. Now the U.S., it was the biggest exporter just 2 years ago, is now in number three or four position. Now we can't sell oil or gas to Europe that needs it. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, right. And look, we have to, this is parallel to the shutting down of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline providing gas to Germany and Western Europe. And of course, right now, the Nord Stream 1 is under a 10-day maintenance window. There's a lot of speculation of whether Russia is going to turn it back on tomorrow or the next day after the maintenance window. Well, they need parts. They need this turbine that Canada has been holding on to because of the economic sanctions against Russia. And Russia has just announced that very likely they will have reduced gas flows, maybe 20% of capacity to Western Europe. So a lot of us in America, we've been looking at this and saying, gosh, Western Europe is in a world of hurt. What are they going to do this winter? How is Germany going to run its industry? They're looking at a GDP reduction in Germany alone of maybe 15, 20, even 25% if they don't get this gas, you know, from Russia. But then Joe Biden does to America what Europeans are afraid that Putin is doing to Western Europe. So Joe Biden he's worse than Putin in terms of what they're blaming Putin for doing. Joe Biden's cutting off energy.
All right,
for
let's be clear. They say they may never open the Keystone pipeline. Europe says they may never allow Nord Stream 2 to open. They won't give the parts to Russia. Then they blame Russia. But the West is publicly doing this.
That's right. This is deliberate. You know, Joe Biden can't blame Russia for this when Biden is signing the executive orders and declaring a climate emergency. And again, you know, we almost need some kind of a cult rescue deprogramming team or something to go in and rescue these people from the climate cult. And yeah, you should get Mark Moreno on because he knows exactly what I'm talking about here. It's a climate cult. They hate humanity. They were thrilled about the COVID lockdowns when everybody was locked down, nobody could work, and they said, oh, look how clear the skies are. This is great. We should have lockdowns forever. Well, that's what they're trying to do now.
Well, they said 2 years ago, we covered it. You covered it here. Now we're going to cut the fuel off and have a lockdown that way because there'll be no fuel.
This is exactly what's coming. So, and you know the ramifications of this are going to be mass starvation, food scarcity on a level we've never seen before, destitution, layoffs, homelessness. And on top of that, they're just going to try to print money to push money into people's hands.
That's right. They've already got a multi-quadrillion spending package they want.
Yep.
Mike, where's the Republican leadership on this? We're not hearing anything.
This is a huge question. The Republicans are just kind of they're acting around the edges of this, and they're not confronting this head on. I mean, this is the final economic takedown of America. And by the way, where are the oil companies on this right now? They should be screaming about this. This is the end of the oil industry in America if this goes through. I mean, just to be clear, we're talking about 11 million acres of so-called federal waters that where the leases for extraction and exploration would be ended.
And let's be clear. Acres. They had to max up in the last decade to just get us the supply we needed. By killing this, it collapses decades of work, and you can't just turn these things back on.
Well, that's exactly right. You see, this is going to bankrupt the oil industry because the payoff of the investment in the oil rigs and the oil refineries is decades. So if that gets just shut down, then their cash flow goes wildly negative. They go bankrupt. And, of course, that's the plan that Barack Obama talked about. It's like, we're going to bankrupt you. Yeah, you can build a coal plant, but we're going to bankrupt you. And
let's be clear, though, there is no replacement for this. They keep saying, oh, it'll make us go to the replacement. No, it's a design collapse. Mike Adams is on fire. We're going to cover more of this and tie it in to the borders collapsing, the gun grabs, the food shortages, where it's all going next. Stay with us. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. I'm Alex Jones with Band.video and InfoWars.com. Share those links.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Truly, Alex Jones and Mike Adams just sort of saying this month or this week. Mike has been the absolute tip of the spear, and so is InfoWars. And it's not about credit. It's about people getting it through their heads. How do we know all this before it happens? Because we read the UN, WEF, Rockefeller Foundation plans. And look already how bad inflation is. Already look at the food shortages. Already look at the baby formula shortages. That ad nauseum, Mike Adams... And yours truly, and I'm not, I don't want credit, I want you to listen, and I know the general audience does, but no one has been better than Mike Adams and Alex Jones. No one on wide spectrum analysis has been more dead on. And so when I tell you total collapse is coming and hell on earth, baby, I am completely upset and concerned. And because I know it's going down, I know what the world's going to look like. I got to tell you, it's crazy that the New World Order thinks they're going to get away with this because people are waking up fast, but they own most of the opposition leadership who even pay lip service against it. And so that's why they've decided to go ahead and try this and they control the media. I don't think the globalists are on good footing. If we just sat back and let them do all this, they could have won. I don't see how they succeed long term with this when it's going to be so destructive, so horrible, as long as they're being exposed along the way. But that's where the censorship comes in. They think if they can silence us, then the general public won't know what's happening. But the bat signal's already fired. People are getting it, like Orban and Bolsonaro and so many others. So, Mike, I got to ask you 1,000 questions. You've got a lot of big articles analyzing different aspects of this collapse. So we talk about how we stop it or what's going to come next. Because when I read this, it is way more, I mean, it's what they wanted to do in their endgame. Ban all gas-powered engines, ban all oil exploration, ban all exporting. It's just so draconian. We've seen actuaries by Lord Monckton and others that if they didn't even have the climate cuts they wanted, it would kill billions of people the next decade. This will end industrial society with no replacement. Mike Adams.
You just hit upon a key issue, no replacement. They call this a transition, and they claim they're transitioning to green energy. But it's not a transition, it's an extermination, because the green energy infrastructure does not exist. It's not ready. They don't have high-density power storage systems in order to store excess wind power or solar power. They only use, look at ERCOT here in Texas. They use wind power as it's generated. They use solar as it's generated. When the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine, which is about half the time, they don't have any power from that whatsoever. Now, in addition to that, I would say you and I, Alex, we both support the ideas of a hot fusion and cold fusion technology that has been suppressed. You've talked about this. We know the suppression of those technologies has been going on for decades. And there are breakthroughs right now in low energy nuclear reactions, LENR as it's known. That's cold fusion. But it's being suppressed because they don't want a solution. Now, cold fusion is clean. Even hot fusion is clean. It's not like nuclear energy. It doesn't need the same materials, doesn't produce radioactive waste, but it's being suppressed. So if they wanted to wait 20, 30 years until we have commercial clean energy systems available and then say, okay, let's transition now, people like you and I might be able to get behind that in the year 2050 or something. But that's not what they're doing. They're halting the energy that works, which is oil and fossil fuels, and then they're saying we're all going to be green while we starve to death. And while your economy collapses, and while there's mass homelessness and social unrest and uprisings and riots and government collapse all across the world, that's what they're saying.
And the people and that saying that know they don't have a replacement. They admit they want depopulation in their own literature. So they're sabotaging civilization. How do they think they're going to survive this? Because, they know we won't survive, but how do they think they're going to get away with this?
Well, I think one of the key questions is what happens at the state level. So what does Governor Abbott do in Texas when these emergency executive orders go out? Obviously, probably 20-plus states are going to sue the federal government over these executive orders and try to get a Supreme Court decision on this, or maybe a district court decision. But if that's not successful, you have to wonder if states like Texas are going to somehow secede from these onerous orders by the federal government. I mean, Texas cannot give up its energy infrastructure. Texas is the largest exporter in the United States of America, and a lot of those exports are energy. Texas would be bankrupt without energy, and why would we want to give that up, Alex? This is the other question. America has more than enough energy right now to run for centuries. We can be energy independent.
Centuries of oil, 3,000 years of discovered coal. And you're not just saying this. Yes. Let me show people Biden's new quote, emergency powers, the dictatorship, page 4. It says, key climate emergency executive actions and orders. Halt crude exports. It says 100% ban on all exports of oil. Stop oil and gas drilling. Restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuels. It just goes on. I mean, this is a recipe for destruction.
And there's another section there, I think number 4 or 5, that says there will be no more allowed investment in building fossil fuel infrastructure.
Yep, here it is.
So that's refineries. That's pipelines. That's the way society functions right now. Again, you can't just crush what's working today and then call it a transition. It's not a transition. It's like building half a bridge.
Like Build Back Better. They say we're going to build, and then the executive order says we're going to destroy.
Right. It's destroy back better is all it is. But they're just running our economy off a cliff. But as you know, this is the plan. This is just what WEF and Agenda 2030, they're accelerating it now like you covered, and they're trying to achieve global depopulation sooner than they had previously planned.
Why are they accelerating? Why are they accelerating?
Well, again, the globalists believe that Earth is past a tipping point unless they murder 7 billion human beings. Now, they're wrong in that belief, but they believe it so strongly that they're willing to go insane and shut down economies and cause mass starvation.
And, of course, get pure power and total control in the process.
Well, absolutely. And they sure love the COVID lockdowns. And now they're trying to work monkeypox into some kind of a big global emergency. But honestly, folks, if you're not a gay person having gay anal intercourse with 50 partners, your risk of monkeypox is pretty much zero. That's a gay disease that's spread in New York City, the gay capital and the abortion capital of America. So, you know, they're going to have a hard time pushing that globally. But now in the UK, they're trying to have vaccines, monkeypox vaccines for children. And I say, you don't need monkeypox vaccines for children. What you need to do is stop raping the children. I mean, have they ever thought about that? Stop the grooming. Stop the pedophilia. Stop the child rape, and you stop spreading this filth disease that's spreading among homosexuals and people who have multiple gay sex partners. It's very clear.
Absolutely. And I'm not attacking any of these people, but it's true. HIV, monkeypox, all of it has been, those communities have been used as vectors of it. I know there's a lot of links, too, from the COVID vaccine to monkeypox-like symptoms.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Sometimes a monkeypox diagnosis is a misdiagnosis of COVID vaccines. But look, you know, lifestyle choices have consequences. If you have multiple sex partners and you're engaging in anal intercourse, you're going to spread these diseases.
Yeah, let's expand
like
on that. Let's expand on that. Let's put the photo back up. Bunch of gay men reportedly all lined up to get their monkeypox shot. I mean, just unbelievable. We just had that photo.
Well, that's who's spreading it. And look, if you're having just a normal family heterosexual relationship, you're at zero risk of monkeypox. But they won't tell you that.
Let's come back and let's talk about the new climate lockdowns they've got ready with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. And I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, We got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is going to happen. We're already deep into this. And we have the enemy battle plans, and we know what they're going to do next. And I remember being on air 28 years ago and reading books by former U.S. generals and members of Congress and members of MI6 and so many others against the New World Order with quotes from globalists and documents. And I was 20 years old and thought, this is incredible if this is true. Back then, the internet really wasn't around, so you'd have to go to the library, and I'd go to the UT library, and they thought a 20-year-old trying to get into the substacks and you know, the backroom stuff, and actually having librarians pull books that nobody looked at, or books that were so valuable, you know, they only had one copy of, you couldn't see it. And I began to open the books and read the globalists saying this, and read the reports and look at the microfilm, the microfiche, with David Rockefeller in the New York Times in 1976 praising Mao Zedong and saying, we want this for America. So we're not in the area of Mike Adams and Alex Jones trying to tell you, well, the globalists have this horrible plan, and they're really powerful. We should be concerned. And they're brainwashing people to accept it. Now we're deep into a worldwide force collapse where they pose as the saviors, and they bring in a hellish global cashless society and carbon rationing and carbon lockdowns, which are here now. And they're giggling and they're laughing, calling it a transition. So, Mike, I want to get into new lockdowns coming. Got a stack of news on that. But let me ask you this. We told folks those were coming a couple years ago. Big picture, how do you think it's going for the New World Order and the globalists? Because it looks to me like they're in a lot of trouble, but what are they going to do? They're not going to give up. How do you see this unfolding? And instead of us talking about, which I'm doing, how we've warned people and been accurate, let's go back to the Alex Jones, Mike Adams of 2.5 years ago where we told them what was coming, and let's talk about what's coming next.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because ultimately I think humanity prevails. I think that there is going to be a very horrific economic collapse and a global revolution against the globalists and all of this insanity. And I think that humanity will unleash a golden age of abundance on the other side of this. I believe that. And I think we're going to rebuild America in Christian values. We're going to reestablish morality and ethics, and we won't let the drag queen story time hour pedophiles prey upon our children in the public schools. Although that's happening now, I think that's a very limited window. But in order to get there, this mass awakening is going to require, sadly, the globalists carrying out a lot of suffering of the people. And maybe that's God's plan for how people wake up and see what's happening, like to finally address the evil that's right in your face when you're starving and you can't feed your children and gasoline is $20 a gallon. Then you have to start questioning your belief system. Like, oh, why did you vote for Joe Biden if you did? Not even that many did, but some did, and they got to be questioning everything right now. Or what about the vaccine? Another important point, Alex, is that I think the globalists, they failed in the rollout of the vaccine in the sense of they didn't get the 95% uptake that they were hoping for. And this is why they're now accelerating these other attacks to cause depopulation and global collapse. This is why Agenda 2030 is being accelerated. They need, in their minds, their twisted, sick minds, they need to kill off more billions of people. The vaccine didn't quite do it. So they've got to cause economic collapse now and starve people to death and have social unrest. So in essence, these are all positive signs that the globalists are failing and that humanity is not done. Humanity has a chance to reverse course, and I believe that day is coming.
I totally agree with you, and I sit back and I look at this, and I just ask myself, what are we going to do this time when they bring the new lockdowns back that they're announcing in Europe, the U.S., everywhere? Here's some of the headlines. New COVID wave imminent, says the U.N. Prepare for new lockdowns. Monkeypox concern grows as virus spreads in Chicago. They need to get loud about this. Yahoo News. COVID infections and deaths in mass-mandated New Zealand soared above those in mass-free Australia because of the shots. I mean, they're telling us that it's all about to happen again, probably right before the election. How do you see that unfolding?
There's no question they're going to pull out a lot more emergencies, but I also want to mention that I believe it was in Indianapolis or near that. Remember that armed citizen stopped that mass shooter. I forgot the man's name, the young man.
Yeah, a 20-year-old man with a concealed carry. Stop the guy before he could kill anybody else. He was only able to kill two people, and the shooter was killed. And the left, I have an article right here, actually. The left, here it is now attacking the 22-year-old. Leftists lash out 22-year-old who stopped mass shooter in a mall, saying he was no good Samaritan. So we see Uvalde, 450 police, stand down, and they're on video doing hand sanitizer while the guy's killing kids. They're heroes, but this guy's bad.
I tell you what, that man's, his last name is Dickon. I'll take one Dickon with a Glock over 400 Uvalde police any day, because the 400 police, I'm not anti-police, you know, I support law enforcement, but they follow orders, whereas Dickon was following his heart. He was following rationality. He was stopping a bad person from killing more.
Well, let's talk about this. These are programmed, brainwashed police following orders not to save kids, 450 standing down, wearing their gloves, wearing their masks to prove they're politically correct, putting on hand sanitizer while children begged for help and were executed. We're not against cops in general. Most of them are outraged. But this is Uvalde's leftist police under the control, putting hand sanitizer on. This is the government that wants our guns so we can't protect ourselves.
And by the way, Dickin reportedly had an 80% hit rate with his Glock from 30 yards, which is extraordinary. I've trained with many cops on gun ranges and so on, and 95% of cops can't do that, by the way.
And that's when you're not getting shot at.
Yeah, exactly.
So we need Kyle Rittenhouse and Mr. Dickin to be the example.
Yes. Rittenhouse and Dickin, you know, for security, any security need you have, you should call those two people and they will take care of it. I'm telling you, I'm really impressed with this young man, what he was able to do, because, you know, I'm well trained in firearms. And frankly, I think I would have a hard time with that kind of a hit rate at 30 yards under pressure. Anybody would. So, but the point is that this is thwarting the globalist plans. OK, they wanted another mass shooting because they're unleashing these all over the country. And, you know, some of these MK Ultra people, who knows what the background is? Who knows what the FBI involvement is in recruiting or brainwashing these people? But it's all over, and citizens are stopping it. And by the way, that was a constitutional carried law that just went into effect, I believe, on July 1st in that state. And that's how he was carrying. I don't think he had a concealed carry.
And that's why the left doesn't. Exactly. That's why the left doesn't want our Second Amendment revolution, because we'll stop the crime wave they're triggering.
Exactly.
And there's a picture of Dickin right there.
There we go. Yeah, I tell you what, I'll have him for security any day of the week. I tell you what, if you go speaking in public anywhere, Alex, hire that guy for firearm security. Just give him a ballistic vest and extra magazines, and he'll take care of it. But look, the people are fighting back against the insanity, and I think that's a metaphor of what's coming on a much larger scale. You know, like I said, Texas. Is Texas going to fight back against these climate emergency executive orders? I think absolutely. Maybe Ken Paxton, the AG, will take action, probably. He's well positioned to do that. So
I'm sure he will, and I agree with you. It's so outrageous, though, to know it was on the drawing board, but to be living the globalist assault, literally cutting our energy off. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
And the schizophrenia of the White House is beyond imagination. They say, give us more oil and gas so gas prices can be lower. And then on the other hand, we're going to stop all investment in all oil infrastructure and stop all your oil extraction off federal waters. So how can you accomplish those two goals at the same time? It's schizophrenic. It's mass mental illness.
I totally agree. And Mike, this isn't a mutual admiration society, but I admire people that are right. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but people need to be able to emulate how you and I have been the most accurate, and I'm singling you out on a wide spectrum of issues. We're both about 95% accurate. We make a few mistakes, but we're trying to tell the truth. When we come back, because everybody wants to know this, how have you been so accurate in natural news? How have you done it? And so other people can understand that philosophy or that methodology to of worldview to be so damn accurate. I mean, we have to celebrate our accurate generals in this fight. Mike Adams is amongst the best. It's just true. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right, we got some very positive news, which I almost thought would happen looking at all this. Biden declared these executive orders he was going to sign, put out a report on climate and the president's emergency powers, and was set to give a speech starting 8 minutes ago. Didn't give it, and now we have the Associated Press, others saying, why Biden won't declare a national climate emergency en masse today? Because he wants to sneak it through and not have it openly announced. Wow. So they are really in trouble. Another sign of extreme weakness. This power grab was so outrageous that I guess they want to slip it under the radar. Mike, I want to talk about how you've understood what's coming next, how others can, and what you see coming next in a moment, and any other big stories you've got, the new lockdowns coming. But what do you make of Biden releasing this power grab, but then holding back from the executive orders and the statement. What does that sound like to you?
Well, I suspect behind the scenes there are a lot of powerful forces already threatening lawsuits against the federal government over this, and probably people like Ken Paxton, the AG of Texas, and maybe AGs of other states as well. So they know the only way they're going to get this through is to sneak it through, and then it's going to be challenged. I mean, this is the good thing about America and the structure of our constitutional republic, is that power is distributed. Nevertheless, the Democrats are trying to concentrate it in the hands of the executive, as you've talked about, the dictatorship. But getting to the you know, how are we so right about things? Look, I just want to say, Alex, you've been right more than anyone, period, for longer than anyone. And this is a team humanity effort. It's not just, you know, you and I and people like us. It's the whole independent media. It's all these amazing people. And I got to tell you, every time I see James O'Keefe rolling out another major investigation, I'm just awed. I'm truly awed by the courage of that man and what he's doing at Project Veritas. It's just amazing. But there's so many people. And I've got an announcement here to share with you. Recently, we gave away about $50,000 in just money to independent media outlets. We had earned that money as an affiliate of a documentary program, and we pledged to give it away. We gave it all away to independent media and Andy Wakefield's film company and Sherry Tenpenny and Thomas Renz and a bunch of groups. Well, our mutual acquaintance, Gary Haven, noticed that, and he said, hey, I want to give you another $100,000 for you to give away to more independent media organizations. So, and he authorized me to go ahead and mention this. Right now, Gary Haven is sending me $100,000 that I'm going to give away to all other.
It's all about the team effort, and we all come together, it could be $10 million by tomorrow. It's just, it's exponential.
Yeah, and like you got the secret Bitcoin fairy, you know, who gave you Bitcoin to keep you afloat. I got to say, there are wealthy pro-America, pro-Constitution patriots out there, and they're going to carry us through this. And I got phone calls from independent media outlets who received that first check, and they said, Mike, I asked God for a sign to stay online, to stay operating, and then your check showed up. That's the difference that we can make. Even a small amount of money can make a huge difference.
We've got the people. You know? We've got the people. Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful what Gary Haven's doing, and we salute him as well.
Absolutely. And again, about being, quote, right about things, it's just like you always say, Alex, the globalists tell us their plans. I mean, we're not rocket scientists to figure this out. We're just reading what they're telling us they're going to do. That's the bottom line.
But you've been specifically, and it's not about bragging, it's about understanding, how have you gotten your head in the game to be so accurate predicting what they're going to do next? Because they have a lot of different programs that you have to lay together like a Lego set to then see. It's like the old codes of the Revolutionary War where they send three letters out you had to lay together so they know nobody's going to capture all three letters. Then you lay all three letters together, you get the picture. We're really good at laying their template together and then getting the battle plan.
Well, the common trait that you and I share and people in our industry is that we are voracious consumers of information. And so we understand the big picture and we can connect the dots. And then as the dots emerge, the other trait that's crucial is that we are not diminished in our ability to tell the truth, even if it's unpopular.
That's right. We're not scared to tell the truth, and we're willing to build platforms. So you got to be smart and engaged and have courage and build the platform. That's why this is not easy. That's why platforms like Natural News and InfoWars are so precious, because it's decades of people supporting and working together that built this. It's not Mike Adams. It's not Alex Jones. It's not Gary Haven. It's not Tucker Carlson. It's all of us collectively together. We're individuals, but our collective power is power.
And, you know, someday you and I are going to pass the baton to the next generation of people who will take our place. And they are rising up right now and getting informed and learning the same way that we did. And that's the way this works. And by the way, even all the attacks, like, you know, the attack on the Reawakening America tour with Clay Clark, they're trying to shut it down, but it's not working. And that
is the most anti-white supremacist, true love, multiracial coming together. That's why. And then to call it a Nazi event, that made me angry.
It's just such a blatant lie, but it's a ridiculous lie. You know, it's like them dressing up their men as women. It's ridiculous. It's a clown world parade. And yeah, I've spoken at the Reawakening America tour, and I will speak again at every event that's in the state of Texas. Clay's invited me to speak every time. I've also interviewed Pastor Leon Benjamin, at his events, who is one of the most amazing individuals in America. And, of course, he's a black American, and he loves America. And he's the furthest thing from a white supremacist.
Well, that's why they're calling us white supremacists, because I got to say, and I'm not just trying to give black folks a pat on the head to do it. I see black folks, the fastest awakening group and the most powerful new movement against the enemy. I mean, what I see with blacks waking up is just explosive. And that scares the enemy.
Let's talk about the Latinos in Texas waking up, and all across America, because the Latinos, if you think about it, they share so many of the family values that made America great. They want to raise children in a healthy environment. They want honest schooling, and also they want to be able to keep the products of their labor. Because the Latino and Latina people that I know are hard workers. They're willing to work, and they want to be able to save money and give their children a better future.
They want the American dream.
Absolutely. And I am pro-legal immigration. Anybody who wants to come to America and be part of the American fabric and culture and work hard and realize the amazing jewel that America is, we welcome you. It's just illegal immigration that I'm opposed to.
Being brought in by the Democrats to control them. Mike, you're going to host the next five minutes, which you've agreed to do while I bring Robert Barnes in and get him set up and ready. I'll be listening. Thank you so much. Naturalnews.com. We'll talk to Mike Adams again here in a moment. Back to the listeners. We got some huge donations in the last 4 months that I learned only backed up. It was God's will, because I got an outside accounting firm to come in. We were way behind. We were $5 million in the hole, not $2 million, like I said. And then the $7 million donation let us pay off the $5 million in bills for bandwidth and crew and legal. And all the rest of it. And then the $2 million went to buy product, which we got a new major top manufacturer I won't mention for almost all of it, highest quality testing. Now the products are coming in quicker than we thought. So within 2 months, 15 of the products sold out for almost a year on average, 8 months on average. They will be back in stock. And already things like Bodies back in stock, and new products like Diet Force back in stock, and next week Vitamin Fusion back in stock. So we will not be here, hopefully, in 3-4 months, desperately saying we need support now, but we need it now. And boy, this is just nip and tuck how this continues to work. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get an Alex's War film, a 2000 Mules film. The Alex's War is exclusive there. Diet Force, Bodies, X2, all of it is at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, I've already lost 39 pounds. I haven't weighed in a week, but 39 pounds. I got really fat because I'm working all the time. Stop working. I have lost 39 pounds taking Diet Force and the other great products we have, but Diet Force particularly, with the known concentrated compounds it has, in just 3 months. Well, now it's available to you, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. But like I said, Alex's War, number 2 on Apple Movies. That's the second biggest chart out there. We don't own the film. We're not making money from that, but we are from the DVD. And you're like, well, DVD's old technology. Well, so's a knife if you don't have a gun. Politically, the point is that DVDs are there. You own it. You control it. You have it. They can't censor it. So get Alex's War exclusively. It ships out on the 29th. Pre-orders now. InfoWarsStore.com. You get up to 50% off, and you get it with 2,000 Mules, The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove as well. Alex's War, thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, Mike Adams is going to host the next segment. Let's come with the Mike Adams intro, and then I'll be back at 6 after with Robert Barnes with a major, 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 major announcement. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.